Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I would say that you all, at least Hot Wings, Kelly, and Steve, you all have pretty diverse palates, or at least the ability to, and comfort level trying something new.
Oh, yeah.
Short list of foods you don't like. Kelly, what's a food you don't like that you won't try?
Oh, good.
You don't really have one,
I don't
do
really care for cottage cheese. I've tried it, and it's more of, I don't mind the taste. It's more of a texture thing.
Yeah.
Like lumpy milk.
But that's, I mean, the fact that you could think of only one thing off the bat
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I love food.
Maitland, are you a picky eater?
No, not really.
Not really? Okay. Well, I am. I don't like it. I'm not proud of it by any stretch, but that's what it is. But I'm not this bad, I don't think. A woman, a young woman, 22 years old, Sarah Barnes from Ontario, Canada, only eats beige foods.
Oh, I've heard of these. I've heard of these types of afflictions before, or hang-ups, or whatever.
She says she's terrified that she'll throw up if she doesn't stick to toddler foods.
Okay, so you're looking at like Cheerios and bread.
Potatoes.
She's been diagnosed with avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID, as it's known. She said her condition means her diet is comparable to that of a toddler. As a result, foods including rice pudding, red meat, and pizza are a no-go.
There's too much in there.
I think so.
Too much color.
But isn't rice pudding beige?
It might, but it might
maybe
be
it's
probably
white.
Consistency.
Yeah, it is a little clumpy.
Yeah,
she says, I can imagine how the texture will feel in my mouth, and I immediately know that I can't eat it. Now, that part's fairly relatable.
Yeah,
to me.
I get that. There are certain foods, yeah, you can kind of just look at them and go, I ain't gonna like that.
Most of the things I don't like, it's a consistency and texture issue, which is dumb, but it is.
That's so common, though. Common.
She's got a bunch of photos showing the things she will eat. Plain bread, a bagel with any white meat on it, like chicken or turkey, and some very basic fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. What a plain diet.
I mean, pretty boring.
She enjoys, if she wants something more exotic, Heinz Alfaghetti, which is SpaghettiOs, but with other letters.
Oh, like alphabets.
Yes. Mac and cheese.
I mean, she's got her bases covered. It's boring as hell, but... Yeah, she's getting starches and calcium and protein and carbs and whatnot.
She said, I'm terrified I'll throw up after swallowing something because of the texture. I struggle so much to find any food that I don't think sounds terrible or that I think I could even stomach. You have avoidant restrictive food intake disorder. Common signs are food refusal, anxiety, underweight, or slow growth. Child may have a short list of acceptable foods and skip one or more entire food groups, but not everybody who's picky has ARFID. Who is that the pickiest eater you've ever heard?
Honestly, I think
for an adult,
you're the pickiest eater I've ever met.
You think I'm worse than that?
I mean,
that's not true.
No, I don't think you're as bad as that.
I think you were close about 20 years ago, but no, you would eat pizza and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. You would eat pizza, but like you wouldn't even touch a shrimp, right?
Well, I tried one that one day, and I could feel tendons bursting in my mouth, so that was out.
And strawberries aren't a thing for you. What about bananas? You like bananas?
No, I don't like the taste nor smell of bananas, but even if they tasted like chocolate, that consistency is pure garbage.
What about the time that you literally ate brown for dinner? Like, where it was steak, potato, and Coke. It was all brown.
Yes, at our UP night show.
At the island, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't eat the peel of the potato, so it wasn't as brown.
But you did have a meal that had, it was devoid of all color.
You actually said, I'll take the brown.
I'll take the brown plate.
You guys said that, and then my family said, I don't know why they're surprised.
Yeah,
your dad literally said, he does that.
Yes, he did.
He's been doing that for 50 years.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You weren't the first people to go, there is no color over there.
Yeah.
There is a color. Brown. Lots of beige.
Now, I feel like this isn't as bad as the story that we played a couple months ago where the guy only ate tuna. Remember?
Yeah.
And it had
oh,
all
yeah.
those yes. different sound clips of him like
And that's
slurping
such a,
slurping the tuna water.
Yeah, and that's such a like, chewy, moist thing that, yes, on camera and audio, it was awful. Mm.
The Canadian woman, at one point on her TikTok, ate a sausage to try to show, and it made her so violently sick just biting into it.
I think it might be time for free beer to expand its palate again. We haven't done this in probably 5-6 years.
Yeah,
I think we need to try it again. We'll just bring in all the exotic foods.
All the exotic.
I've eaten all the exotic
celery.
Foods.
Oh, yeah, but see, those are. I
when
mean,
is
to,
the
to
time
be...
that anybody's really excited to eat no. wet string?
No, no, that's the thing. I mean, to be fair, a lot of things are easy to avoid because they aren't that great.
I see the value of
is there something
just water.
Okay? Let's say, is there something that you wish you could eat, but you just can't get past it because whether it's a consistency thing, how you think it's going to taste. Is there anything that you're jealous of and you look at somebody eating that and you're like, I wish I could go for that?
Yeah. Salads, believe it or not. But I don't really like any of the dressings. I've tried them. So for me, that's why my salads are like poverty salads when you guys see them. It's just chopped up carrots, spinach, and usually some chicken in there.
I'm surprised you don't even do a ranch dressing.
Yeah, I'm surprised
I mean,
you don't
as
like
basic,
ranch.
It's as basic as it gets.
It's so tangy and
gross.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're okay with just, it's like rabbit food. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's
purely
not,
functional.
Not even, can you consider it a salad if it doesn't have a dressing? You're just, I mean, it's just.
Sure.
You might as well just bite into a head of lettuce like an apple.
Yeah, lettuce is mostly water. That's a giant waste.
Yeah.
Why bother? You're going to eat something.
It's just so plain. Of all the things you wish you could have, a salad.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else?
Yeah, you'd probably like salads more if you could introduce some flavors to them. Have you had like a regular salad, but like a chef salad? Some of those you can get without stuff, but those come with like ham and bacon and shredded cheese. And
that'd be okay.
Usually some chickpeas.
Like, sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it's lost free beer.
Well, yeah, it depends. I mean, sometimes they'll have those. Sometimes they'll have, you know, hard boiled eggs or something.
Yeah, can I get some man bees?
Like, I love a good Cobb good. Salad, but, you know, I always get mine without onions because I don't like big chunks of raw onion. But
we got to take you to a buffet.
No, we don't. I don't like buffets anyway.
I know.
You ever been to a Golden Corral?
Yeah,
change
lots
your
of
mind.
Times.
Really?
God.
Dang, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. it's not great.
How do you feel about gravy? You like gravy on potatoes and stuff? Yeah. If it's gray or brown or whatever your flavor color is?
what got color, a good gray gravy in here
what
today?
What color gravies do you have? I've only know the brown gravies.
There's dark brown and light brown.
Yeah, and I like both shades of gravy.
You're using chicken stock, like straight from a chicken. Sometimes it can be like a yellowy color.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, like chicken gravy.
And yeah, that's fine.
Love gravy.
I'm like, do you have some sort of red gravy? I don't know. Oh, yeah.
But gravy is a salad dressing of potatoes. Like, how come, what kind of salad dressings have you tried these days?
Ranch, Thousand Island. What are some others?
You like balsamic vinaigrette?
Yeah. God.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
Why would I eat a douche spinach?
It's delicious. What about?
Like just a regular, like just
Thousand
a,
Island.
Caesar.
A regular Italian.
No number of islands is okay.
Do you like,
Caesar? I don't care for the Romans and the way they do things.
Do you like Big Macs?
No.
Oh, okay. Then you don't care for Thousand Island.
That has good so Lord. Many ingredients.
Yeah, I like Big Macs. I just order it without the lettuce, tomato. Let's see.
Onions.
To all beef patties. Special sauce. No. Lettuce. Out. Cheese. Yes. On a sesame seed bun. Yeah. So I like
no
the
ketchup.
Pickles, pickles, onions.
Oh, yeah. Those are out.
On a sesame seed bun.
That is so plain and brown, other than the cheese.
You
really
why
so
are you
brown.
Surprised
You're,
by this?
You are basically this lady,
you
except
are.
With pizza.
Stop calling me this lady.
You are this lady.
You are.
I am not
You're,
this lady.
You're always shades of beige
what
with the occasional
likely,
carrot.
What are you most likely to order at an Applebee's? Chicken tenders?
Steak or a burger?
Yeah. That sounds
good. One of those three.
All brown.
Yeah.
All brown.
I didn't say I don't eat browns. I'm just not this lady.
Well,
yeah, because she's beige.
A slice of American cheese, to be fair, is orange.
Yeah. Yeah, and the buffalo sauce, orangish.
So wait, you dip it in buffalo sauce?
Love buffalo sauce.
You could do that on a salad?
They make a buffalo ranch dressing.
You don't have to do a buffalo. You don't have to do the ranch. No. Boo, ranch. A, yeah, they ranch make buffalo. Sucks. Ranch is overrated. It's... Just dip your stuff in mayonnaise. I almost said the S word.
Okay, well, that's totally different.
It is a little bit overrated, but it's a good normal baseline.
See, I see normal baseline as balsamic vinaigrette.
No, that vinegar is so strong.
I
so
just weird. Love it.
You
but
can,
if you,
you
like hot sauce.
Bosses,
I do.
Yeah, put hot sauce on
sauce.
Your salad. It'd be good.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, you could do that.
I don't like that at all. I like salmon. Does that surprise you?
It does surprise me.
Yeah. It's actually, yeah, shocking, actually.
Salmon and carrots, great meal. Put a little honey on your carrots.
No.
You don't like carrots?
No, steamed broccoli.
I thought you said you do carrots in
your
salad.
I like carrots. Just keep the honey off.
Yeah, steamed broccoli. Would you do that?
I've tried it. It's not great.
You just be a little salt on there.
Asparagus.
Oh, a lot of salt.
What about deep fried
broccoli?
A lot of
salt, a lot of butter.
Is that good?
Actually,
air fried broccoli?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
That's probably fine. Not. It's probably like broccoli chips.
No, broccoli's best steamed, though. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to char it, put it under the broiler for like a second, give it a good char.
Yeah. I want it steamed. I want it steamed where it's falling apart.
Yeah, I love that too. What about like peas or green beans or asparagus?
Peas, no. Green beans, nah. I don't like vegetables cooked as a general rule.
What about deep fried green beans from that chicken place around here? Those are good.
I don't know where. Who does that?
Wing Doozy.
They do?
Yeah.
Deep fried green beans?
Yeah, they're amazing.
I do like the doozy.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Okay, we might try those.
See, that's the key. That's why I don't like cooked vegetables either, but that's why I steam them. They get bright green, but they're still crunchy.
Mm.
But they're not like grocery store from the freezer crunchy. You know, they're.
Yeah.
I think you'd like them steamed.
You do like kid food.
You do it like 2 minutes.
I wish I liked Chinese food.
Oh, my God. I wish you liked Chinese food, too.
That would be really good for everyone around.
I'll bet there's some that you'd like, honestly.
You sent us that picture.
Some of that's pretty benign.
You sent us that picture the one time where there was no doubt a gun just out of the view of the camera.
What are you talking about?
Where you were holding a plate of Chinese food, and you were like,
I like it.
I was?
Yeah.
You don't remember? You tried sesame chicken. You tried a crab rangoon, I think.
Oh, yeah. My wife made me.
I bet you'd like chicken fried rice. Because you're okay with rice, aren't you?
But he doesn't like peas.
You like chicken, and you like fried things.
Yeah.
That's all of it.
It's got little bits of carrot. It's got corn. Sometimes it's got peas. Not always. But there's like very few peas in there, typically.
No, there's always a lot.
It's chicken and egg.
Practically just peas with
Kelly,
a little bit of
thank you
rice.
For not lying to my face.
I'm just kidding. I love fried rice. Yeah, I do wish I could take you to like eat Indian food or something. You would love it. You'd love it.
I don't like to steal other countries' customs and cultures.
Okay, so you're just bland food.
Okay, so I guess you shouldn't eat pizza anymore.
Pizza's uniquely American. Mm-hmm. It was the pizza that we have here is not Italian at all.
Oh.
So. You get it from a place called Little Caesars. It's about as Italian as it gets.
Yeah, Little Caesars started in Detroit, dum-dum.
Stop stealing potatoes from the Irish.
They didn't invent potatoes.
Yep. That's where they all come from.
Do
your research.
You do your research.
I already did.
You did not.
I asked around.
When?
Yesterday.
About potatoes?
Yes.
And
I just wanted to make
knowledge.
Sure, but I'm not.
Did you call the Irish consulate?
Yeah. I'm not.
No. I don't know if you did that.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. I've got, I have permission.
Wow. It's neat to have people from all over the country write in and just say, free beer is a basic bitch. But yeah, we're doing it. 607, got you. Nashville, got you. Maine, sure. Everybody's got it. Yay. Like you all got together.
We got to get you over your fear of food.
No, we don't have to do anything.
We got to get you a white three-row SUV and a giant thermos mug to drink out of and
Stanley.
Some Starbucks and maybe some Ugg boots.
Well,
since you're so basic.
I have a three-row SUV.
It's
got
to be white. It's got
to
be white.
Oh, and you have to listen to early 2000s rap.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do love early
I'm pretty far from that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. That helps.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.